House Labor and Commerce will now come to order. It's 3:20 on March 23rd. I apologize about being 5 minutes late. We had a resource meeting run over slightly. We have a full committee today. We have Representative Ledoux, Representative Tilton, Representative Hughes, myself, Chair Olson, Representative Culver, Representative Josephson, and Representative Keto. We definitely have a quorum. Please turn off your cell phones or put them on vibrate. Two bills on the calendar today. The first up will be House Bill 135, Public Employees Roth Contributions. I think this will be presented by Conrad Jackson. Nope. Deputy Commissioner John Bauscher. Is that better? Yeah. Come on up. I have to apologize. It took me about 7 hours to get back yesterday. I'm running on about five cylinders.
No apologies necessary, Mr. Chairman.
But welcome. Please state your name and affiliation for the record and tell us about the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. My name is John Boucher. I'm the Deputy Commissioner for the Department of Administration. And joining me at the table is Kathy Lee. She's the Chief Pension Officer for the Division of Retirement and Benefits. And Kathy will help me in fielding any questions that the committee has on the bill. I'd like to thank you for this opportunity today to introduce this legislation on behalf of Governor Walker. Before you today, for your consideration, is House Bill 135, an act establishing a Roth contribution option for the public employees deferred compensation program. In general, this legislation would empower plan members to take control of one portion of their retirement portfolio that they currently do not have a choice in, namely the timing of the taxation of the contributions that they make to the state of Alaska's deferred compensation plan. By way of background, the current statute has been in effect since 1973, and the statute currently only allows deferred compensation to be made as part of a pre-tax contribution. HB 135 is an effort to modernize and update the options that are available to members of the plan to comport with changes that have been made on a national level with deferred compensation plans. In January of 2011, Congress passed legislation enabling governments to implement a designated Roth contribution, and HB 135 would allow for the incorporation of this contribution or of this option into public employees who participate in the state's deferred compensation plan. The bill would enable members to control the timing of the taxation of their deferred compensation plan contributions, whether it be at the time that the contribution is made to the deferred compensation plan or at the time of distribution. The current statute restricts contributions to deferred compensation program as pre-tax income only, which effectively means that the income is taxed at the time of its distribution to the plan member. Should HB 135 pass as proposed, it would enable members to choose to have the contributions taxed at the time of contribution, which would mean the income could be considered tax-free at the time of a qualified distribution of the plan. HB 135 simply enables members to choose the time and when they will be taxed on their deferred compensation contribution. The default option for existing members would be the current pre-tax plan. Members would have to positively elect to change the method in which their Roth investment to have their contributions changed to a taxable status. This proposed legislation is in response to requests from members to the Division of Retirement and Benefits to offer this option, and we provided the committee with a list of FAQs about Roth 457 programs, and hopefully that information is available to you. If you'd like, we can go through a sectional analysis of the bill, and would be happy to entertain any questions at this time as well.
That's pretty short. Why don't you do it sectional?
Okay.
Three sections.
So Section 1 repeals repeals the existing statute and reenacts it to provide for a post-tax Roth investment option in the public employees deferred compensation plan, and clarifies that state and federal income tax is not deferred under this option. The section establishes if no positive election is made for a Roth investment, contributions will be deemed to be on a pre-tax basis. This allows the pre-tax target date options to continue as the default option for the plan if the member makes no investment election. The section establishes a dollar limitations in accordance with Internal Revenue Code's rules and allows the administrator of the plan to establish rules and procedures governing the election process by participating employees. Section 2 adds a definition of Roth contributions to have the meaning under 26 USAC 402A, parentheses C, and Section 3 establishes the effective date of July 1, 2015.
Representative Ledoux.
Just a couple questions here. What is a Roth contribution exactly?
Through the chair, Representative Ledoux, my name is Kathy Lee. I'm the chief pension officer. The term Roth is named after the person who sponsored the bill on the federal level, but it is an after-tax retirement savings vehicle that allows a person to put in an amount that is has already been taxed, and the investment earnings, therefore, are tax-free.
Paula?
So is there really any difference between somebody putting a Roth contribution into a retirement account than if that person received the money and then just had his own investment advisor and put it into just some sort of account for his or her retirement?
Through the chair, Representative Ledoux, if you're just having an investment account, the earnings on that account are taxable. The difference with the Roth is those earnings are not taxable as long as you have a qualified distribution.
Paula?
So the principal, if I understand this correctly, under a Roth would be taxable at the time of distribution, they wouldn't be taxable at all at the time of distribution because they've already been taxed. The earnings, however, would be taxable at the time of distribution because they hadn't been taxed previously. Is that correct?
Through the chair, Representative Ledoux, the contributions into the Roth are taxed at the point that they're made. The investment earnings on it over the years that the Roth account is held are tax-free. So they're tax-free on distribution as long as you have a qualified distribution.
So the I'll just hold that until I digest it for a moment.
Representative Hubbard.
Yeah, after reviewing, the only thing, the similarity between a Roth IRA and a Roth 457 is the name Roth. And the it's post-tax investment money that yields tax-free income. So whatever investment growth you put in this deferred compensation plan. But this would allow the employee to either select a new option, either pre-tax or post-tax vehicle, right?
Through the chair, Representative Culver, yes, that's correct.
So if it's pre-tax, then when they take the earnings out, it will be taxed.
I'm sorry, could you repeat
it? It will be taxable income if you select the, if the income hasn't already been taxed, or the contributions that you put into the fund have not been taxed, the income that accrues will be then taxable like another investment, a regular investment account without any. If it's post-tax investment money, you'll have tax-free
Through the chair, Representative Culver, that yes, that's my understanding of the situation. Okay. For example, you may have a dependent for which you wish to pay the tax burden as part of this. And so you could, for example, have a portion of your deferred compensation that you were planning on paying a tax for, but a portion in which you may not want to pay tax because you wanted to pay the tax on behalf of, let's say, a grandchild or something along those lines.
Representative Hughes.
Thank you. We're all trying to wrap our heads around this. And right now, the option that the employee has is to put the money in the account and pay taxes later, right? And so this allows them to pay taxes early before. So that's all we're doing is we're giving an option of when you pay the taxes. Is that what this boils down to?
Through the chair, Representative Hughes, yes. That's what it boils down to.
Okay, thank you.
Representative LeBoux.
All right, I just want to make sure I've got this right. If it's tax deferred, then both the principal and the earnings are taxed when it's distributed, correct?
Through the chair, Representative LeDoux, that's correct if it's pre-tax.
Okay, but if it is not deferred, then you pay the income tax on it before you put it in, and then any earnings from that, there's no tax. Is that correct?
Through the chair, Representative LeDoux, that is absolutely correct.
So then let me figure something out here. So let's say you put in a dollar in the tax deferred plan. And let's say through the state's incredible investment policies, that dollar turns into $10. So when you end up paying income taxes, you're going to pay income taxes on the entire $10, correct?
Through the chair, Representative LeDoux, that's correct.
But if you put it into a tax not deferred plan, then you'd end up paying income taxes on the $1, and you'd get that $9 without paying any tax. That sounds like a great idea for the investor. I just want to make sure that I understand it correctly.
Through the chair, Representative LeDoux, yes, that is correct. The earnings would not be taxed.
Great idea. Thank you.
Any further questions? With that, I think we'll open it up to public testimony. Is there anybody in the room that would care to testify on this bill? Seeing none, is there anybody online or off-net? Hearing none, with that, we'll close out public testimony and bring it back to the committee for discussion. And if I missed anything, nope. Representative LeDoux.
Well, I'd say as long as it's not costing the state any money, it sounds like a great idea for the state's employees.
Not only that, no fiscal note, and it's also probably the least controversial bill we'll have all year, I'm guessing. But Representative Culver?
Yeah, I would echo the same comments, Mr. Chairman. Gives folks a good way to defer income and defer taxes. And, it's a choice they want to make to defer some of their income. I think it's probably a good idea. I was a little confused because we have the Roth IRA, and the Roth IRA has income limits where you can't have one if you have a good year. But this is not anything to do with that, just the same type of tax deferment available.
It's a good thing we don't have a lot of Roths, so there'd be a lot more bills.
Yeah.
But any further committee comments? What is the wishes of the committee?
Mr. Chairman, I move 29GH1015, version A, from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes.
Any further opposition? Or any, seeing no opposition, we will move the bill out of committee and take a brief at ease with attached fiscal note and comments, whatever. Back on the record, and we're going to be holding over House Bill 123. I believe we get, do we have BPH this
yes,
week?
Wednesday and
Friday. Yeah. Probably for Wednesday, we'll give advance notice. I'm going to apologize. I got in late last night, and I didn't look at it, and I just caught something that I want to check on, and it would probably keep us here to 5 to do it. But, and we have a previous engagement at 5, and with that, we will adjourn at